Get you any help.
And it goes a little something like this.
What's up, Bob?
You're joined in the media center by provisional number one qualifier Jack Beckman in the Bunny Car division. Jack, during the first qualifying session, you ran a 3.875 at 328.46 miles per hour.
Yes.
Yes, you did. That was a really great pass that you made during that session. Can you take us through?
Sure. I tell you, I'm still a fan. So you're in the staging lanes, and Sean Langdon's a few pairs in front of us and goes 388, 330. And when you're strapped in the car, very different being in a dragster as in a funny car. In a funny car, every damn crew guy wants to stand in front of you. So with the engine's not blocking a crew guy's. So you're looking. Finally, here comes Guido walking, and he gives him the signal to take the cover off the controller, which means he just saw that car go 388, and he knows there's more in the racetrack there, so he's speeding the car up. And then John Medlin always lets me know the characteristics of the lanes. You know, we're going to stage a little outside. It tends to pull inside for the first 150 feet. Then it tends to pull outside after that. So just go straight. And I'm trying to process all this. I'm thinking, that's why they put a steering wheel on these cars, right? So it goes out there, makes a move to the right. And I'm like, it's not going to make it. Because when they're accelerating that hard, the front end's light. They don't want to steer. And they're real edgy. I get it back in the middle of the lane, and then at the transition, it hit a bump, and I got on the radio in the shutdown. I said, loop the tires a little bit down there, and let me tell you, if you look at the graph, it barely made it, and yet they're still going to award us with a 387, so it feels awesome. When, you know, since we went to 1,000 foot, most racetracks, you can sneak a peek at the scoreboards. If it's daytime, I can tell you the speed or the ET, but not both, but at nighttime, I can get up there, and I can usually see them both, and it's awesome, because you've already seen two 388s in front of us by the DSR, or by the Coletta cars, and we know there's four really quick cars behind us, but I thought we threw down a pretty good number. It's going to be tough for somebody to get around that.
Jack, as a Indy winner, as a world champion, what's the importance of Indy?
Let me tell you, right now, I'd trade my season for a win at Phoenix. We've been to four final rounds and haven't got a trophy, and I think we have a car that will legitimately contend for the championship. I think all of our crewmen need to stand in the winner's circle for their own mental well-being. I think that you can recognize that you have the capability of being the best, but you need to stand there at the end of the day because you were the best at some point in time. We have been close four times, and you know, we keep saying this in pre-race releases. We try to be real optimistic, and that's the point of a pre-race press release, to talk really well, silver linings and everything. But we do have a car that can win Indy, and that run certainly goes a long ways towards improving my credibility there. I don't care about qualifying number one. Frankly, you got to go on stage Sunday morning. You got to come up here and talk. I love you guys, but it's just, I'd be packing the parachutes and hanging out with fans. I want to be number one for the next seven races, this one, the next six, because it's the points right now. And don't think we're not counting. Ron Capps is 37 ahead of us. We just knocked four off that total. If we can get within 30 and win the race, doesn't matter if he's in the other lane, we'll take over third. So we're 37 points down, but we're racing for a 10-point improvement once they reset the points. Everything matters. Oh, and by the way, it's the biggest race of the year. And if you don't believe that, take a gander through the sportsman pits. I spent a couple hours over there earlier today. The amount of cars is staggering. There are more super stock cars here today than there were at the last three national events combined. I spent an hour talking to Ohio George Montgomery, the first multinationals winner in history for the race, even moved here. The fanboy in Jack is already saturated. My Indy weekend is complete, and now it's time for the racer Jack to get that.
Questions from the media.
Was that too short an answer? Should I have embellished? Yeah.
I got one. Jack, do you think that run will stick through the weekend?
Yeah, that's a real legitimate question. And I would say yes. And I tell you, I sat up here Saturday night when we used to get a night run Friday and a night run Saturday. And the forecast for Sunday was sunny and warmer. There was like a 99% chance that run would hold. And I wasn't being arrogant, but boy, I was being directed by the people that said the run's going to stick. And I thought it was going to stick. And Hagen came and beat us by a thousandth the next day there. So you never say never, because one low-pressure front, some cloud cover comes in, and anything can change. I want it to rain for the next 2 days. I'm being facetious, of course. But I don't see anybody beating that unless the track temperature stays low, because really with a pro stock car, it's all about ambient air conditions. With a nitro car, it's all about track temperature conditions. So if that track temperature is over 105 tomorrow, that's going to be pretty tough for anybody to run that.
Jack, Thank you, sir.
I'm gonna go out on a limb and say maybe, possibly, medium rare.
On the side.
Okay, we're done with part one. Now we're moving into part two. Anthony, your turn.
Thank you.
Nicely done.
Thank you.
Good on you.
Thank you.
I was hoping to go longer so I could pack parachutes, but whatever. No, no, that, you just missed it. You just literally did the
same as always.
That's me. But I now have T-Mobile. And I'll tell you, I'm saving a buttload of money. But did you try texting me?
Yeah.
Well, you're not the first.
Oh.
Send another one. If I haven't responded within a day, send another one.
Like,
it means
like,
I didn't get it.
She
just
texted me.
I was like, wow, because you just always get back.
And somebody
okay,
sent me
like,
an email. I was like, did you check
my phone? I don't want to start recording, so my phone's covered.
Right.
So apparently, there are people who do my text. How long ago?
Oh,